Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Well, we've been chatting things all good news this week. Yesterday, we spoke about the Boston Dynamics Spot Enterprise robot, which was showcased for the first time at the 2022 Mining Indaba. Spot, the robot dog, who was used as a gas sensor for, invisible threats in the mining industry. We carry on with good news, this time a lot closer to home. For years, the long-standing Galvindale Cricket Club has been known for producing star cricket players with the likes of Ashwell Prince, Alviro Peterson, Garnet Kruger, and current EP coach Robin Peterson, all with their roots planted firmly in the Northern Areas Club. So being synonymous with excellence, the Galvindale Cricket Club recently flew the Eastern Cape flag high, coming tops as the champions of the Cricket South Africa Hubs National Challenge. Sharing the joy and some thoughts on the current state of development cricket, we're joined on air this morning by the club chairman, Gary Dolly. Gary, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners. Thanks for having me.
Gary, firstly, congratulations to you and the team. You have done us proud. The under-16s played phenomenally well with some notable performance from Daylan Boyce, who was the top wicket taker, including two hat-tricks, and Jaden Diamonds, who was the top run scorer. What does this victory mean for the club and the players?
This is phenomenal. In fact, in the history of the club, I think this is one of the highlights. So on the junior side, in fact, under the leadership of Warren Bell and Mark Brown, and Duplessis have really done the club very, very proud. And also, in fact, this restored the pride, in fact, in Eastern Province cricket as one of the leading, organizations within Cricket South Africa.
Gary, as Lee mentioned, Galvindale Cricket Club produced top-class players. You have a winning recipe, and they say the proof is in the pudding. What is your recipe for success?
But Charlie, I think it starts with good corporate governance, making ourselves self-sufficient and sustainable. But also with an excellent academy program, as well as a focus on our junior and our youth policies, linking that with good parental support and also community support. So it's a collaboration between, the community, Cricket South Africa, EP Cricket, and also the club as well.
Like you mentioned, you got a good academy program. For up-and-coming young players, what advice should you give them or their parents if they would like to be selected to play for the Galvindale Cricket Club?
Charlie, our approach is very, very simple. We don't coach players. In fact, we coach people. Mm. So we are very, very value-based in terms of if the kids are disciplined, respect and hard work. We have created the environment at the club in terms of excellence. And the history of the club makes it very, very easy for us, in fact, to inspire the kids because, as you've mentioned, we have produced under very, very trying circumstances a number of, national players, as well as the Russell Domingo, the current Bangladesh coach, the Deon Carollas, and a number of other coaches that, applying the trade overseas as well as, in fact, in the country. So we have a very, very proud history to upkeep, and I think that makes it very, very easy for us, to sustain the program.
Gary, when you speak values, you speak my language. You mentioned junior and youth policies and up-and-coming players and so on. What is your feeling about development sport programs in the country and specifically cricket at the moment?
That's a difficult one. I think it's also quite simple that, talent takes time. We need to create the opportunities for our players within our communities because that, for me, is key as well. I also think that, the whole current scenario in terms of school sport needs to be addressed. The majority of the schools, unfortunately, in the northern areas and in the townships, they don't participate in any cricket. And that's the reason why club cricket and junior club cricket is essential. Mm. But again, as I've said, we need to, in fact, focus on the values of really hard work, respect and discipline. And I think that has made us very, very successful over the last couple of years.
You guys are certainly very, very busy. Gary, what is next on the calendar for the Galvindale Cricket Club?
We're planning a winter program for our junior program. We've got some festivals that we are organizing because it's by playing that these guys expose their skills. And also we are trying to achieve, excellence throughout, in fact, the entire pipeline. So our facility upgrade is key because with excellent facilities, quite clearly, you attract top players and coaches. And that for us is a key objective for the new season as well.
Gary, does the performance at the Cricket South African Hubs National Challenge as the champions perhaps mean consideration by EP Cricket for the Under-16 National Schools Week taking place in December?
Yes, I think that is the outcome. You see, what we are focusing on is basically to give the kids locally an opportunity. And as I've said, I think a major problem at the moment is that we don't have enough club cricket, junior club cricket, in fact, in our regions as well, because a lot of our schools, in fact, are dysfunctional when it comes to sport. That's the reason why junior and youth club cricket is essential. And I know that Cricket South Africa, that is one of their focus areas. But also, unfortunately, in our scenario, there's a lack of facilities, and we need to seriously address that in terms of the partnership with the Metro to step forward and say, guys, we are trying to develop schools cricket, but you cannot develop schools cricket if you do not have adequate facilities as well.
Gary Dolly, chairman of Galvindale Cricket Club. Galvindale remained the only undefeated side in the tournament after securing a 6-wicket victory against Tigerberg Hub in the tournament finals. Gary, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And Gary from Algo FM Breakfast, we say hala la Galvindale Cricket Club, hala la.
Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Gary. Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.